Hello, dear change makers and conscious leaders. Let's talk about trauma today. And especially, how does it show up in the real life for people like us? People who want to do things, who want to live purposeful life, people who are often leaders of the community, of the organization. How does trauma actually shows up for you? And while there are many unique ways how this particular aspect of our mind can come forth, there is one that I have noticed is more common for people who are in the leadership position. And it is when you say that I don't need anyone. I will do it all by myself. I've got it. I can show the way. I can sort it out. It is all up to me. I can't really rely on anyone else because they are either not gonna do the good job or they're gonna drop their ball anyway. Does it sound familiar? I know many people for whom it does. And that's why today I would like to read for you a beautiful writing by Jamila White, who talks exactly about that particular aspect of trauma. So here it goes. This hits hard. The inability to receive support from others is a trauma response. Your I don't need anyone, I will just do it all myself conditioning is a survival tactic. And you needed it to shield your heart from abuse, neglect, betrayal, and disappointment from those who could not or would not be there for you. From the parents who were absent and abandoned you by choice, or the parent who was never home from working three jobs to feed and house you. From the lovers who offered sexual intimacy but never offered a safe haven that honored your heart. From the friendships and family who always took more than they ever gave. From all the situations when someone told you, we are in this together, or I've got you, I have your back, and then abandoned you, leaving you to pick up the pieces when shit got real, leaving you to handle your part and their part too. From all the lies and all the betrayals, you learned along the way that you just couldn't really trust people. Or that you could trust people, but only up to a certain point. Extreme independence is a trust issue. You learned, if I don't put myself in a situation where I rely on someone, I won't have to be disappointed when they don't show up for me. Or when they drop their ball, because they will always drop their ball eventually, right? You may even have been intentionally toward this protection strategy by generations of hurt ancestors who came before you. Extreme independence is a primitive strike against heartbreak. So, you don't trust anyone, and you don't trust yourself either to choose people. To trust is to hope. To trust is to be vulnerable. Never again you vow. But no matter how you dress it up and display it proudly to make it seem like this level of independence is what you always wanted to be, in truth, it is your wounded, scared, broken heart behind a protective brick wall. Impenetrable. Nothing gets in, no hurt gets in, but no love gets in either. Fortresses and armor are for those in battle or who believe the battle is coming. It is a trauma response. The good news is, trauma that is acknowledged is trauma that can be healed. You are worthy of having support. You are worthy of having true partnership. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of having your heart held. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be cherished. You are worthy to have someone say, "You rest. I got this." And actually deliver on that promise. You are worthy to receive. You are worthy to receive. You are worthy. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to prove it. You don't have to bargain for it. You don't have to beg for it. You are worthy, worthy, simply because you exist. And now take a deep breath through your nostril. And deep exhalation through your mouth. Allowing these words from Jamila White to just sink in, to be received, to be acknowledged, to be seen, to be felt. And if something comes up, memories, situations, people, on any spectrum from positive to negative or neutral, just allow yourself to experience it in totality. Whatever happened, happened. You cannot change this. However, what you can change is how you respond to that, what lessons you learn, and how do you choose to act right now at this very moment. And one of the most universal truths that exists is that you are never alone. The universe always got your back, whether you are realizing it with your intellect or not. You are always supported. You are always loved. And you are healing right now, at this very moment. And with these thoughts and reflections, I would invite you to spend a moment with yourself in your own inner silence, your own inner wisdom, witnessing your own inner truth. Thank you for showing up for yourself here today.